Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chief Dan Losada with the Knoxville Police Department as he recently announced the date of his upcoming retirement. Chief Dan Losada, for a few more months, as you just announced on Monday, your retirement date. We all know you were going to retire. You mentioned last year when it came to the National Parade. That was your last National Parade as acting chief. Now you put up a date, May 15th. I guess, first off, for the listeners, why exactly May 15th?
Well, for me, the key date originally was April 1st. That's a thing that affects my pension. So I had to wait till after April 1st. And then I got thinking about what was a significant date in my lifetime, in my life, after that date. And May 15th popped up because that's National Law Enforcement Memorial Day. What better day to go than the day that we've set aside to think about all those officers that have fallen in the line of duty?
Now, you've been in law enforcement for 38 years. How many years have you served here as the Knoxville chief?
Just a little over 15 years now.
Now, when it comes to that, over those 15 years, obviously, police get obviously judged a lot on when it comes to crime in the city and other aspects. And you've seen a lot of different things. You've seen a lot of, when it comes to respect for police officers, going up and down with recent events, you know, when it comes to police being a police officer. But in general, and when it comes to your time here in Knoxville, you know, first of all, how do you feel you've done as chief?
I think I've done a fairly good job. It's not up for me to judge, though. It's up for the community and my coworkers to decide how well I did. Our crime rate is very stable. We haven't had huge fluctuations in my time here. We've been able to address a lot of issues, and I think I've made some good progress for the department itself in technology issues and equipment issues.
When it comes to it, I guess, is there one thing that you had to say that in your 15 years that you could say, if you could, that you are most proud of?
I'm most proud of the people I work with. That we have an excellent team here. They all want to work together for the good of the community.
You are a liar. I know you're really, really proud about that chili cook-off win. So don't deny that you are obviously very proud of your the times you've won at the chili contest.
I've only won once, and it was the first time.
But the best time, right?
Of course.
Now, when it comes to it, as you retire on May 15th, what are your plans? What are you going to do? I know you got the old car. You're going to see you cruising around. I know that you still are going to take part in events here in Knoxville. But, you know, what are your plans?
Well, I do have two grandsons that live on the East Coast, and I have a third grandchild on the way in Boston. So my first plan is to go out and spend some time with them. After that, I'm going to plan to stay in the area for a while. I might eventually move, but initially I'm going to be in the area for quite a while. I enjoy this community. I've lived in many places, many states, and this is the place I enjoy the most.
And when it comes to it, obviously with retiring means people filling that position. I guess it's hard to talk a lot about because I know you do have some interesting candidates that are here in on the police force at Knoxville. But when it comes to it, what are some of the things that you would like to see as a leader or as a person coming in to be able to have when it comes to taking over the chief position at the Knoxville Police Department?
You know, that's a better question for the city manager and the city council. What I want isn't necessarily what they want, and they're the ones that are going to have to make the decisions. I'm hoping that what I have done in the past is a direction they want to continue with. I want to know that I haven't done anything that they think was radically wrong and want to change dramatically. I'd be very happy to find out that I have an internal candidate that gets the position, or they decide that the direction I've been going over these last few years is where they want to continue going.
My last question for you, you know, after 38 years in service as a police officer, is there one thing, let's stick here with Knoxville, obviously, but is there one thing here in Knoxville, one moment, one time frame in general in your 15 years or 38 years in service that you really think back and go, man, I did a good job, or man, I wish I could have changed something?
Oh, I can think of several, but I'm not going to go into specifics there. The one incident that hits me the most is years ago when we had the officer-involved shooting where we ended up shooting and killing a suspect. I've worked for four different agencies in three different states, and it was the first time I worked for a department where an officer had killed somebody. So that process was unique. And to me, one of the things that was interesting to me was I had two lieutenants that were involved in the shooting. Well, in my planning for an officer-involved shooting, I had made all these plans, and the two lieutenants were going to do each a different job. Well, because they were the two involved, they weren't available to do those jobs, and I had to immediately rechange, you know, readjust and change my plans. And it was an eye-opening to me how things never go the way you expect them to.
I'll ask, let you say your piece right here as it comes to it. Is there anything else that you want the citizens here in Knoxville, Marion County, the surrounding area to know about your retirement and your job here as chief?
I just want them to know that I appreciate everything they've done. If I've been a success, it's been because of the people I work with and the community I work with. You're the ones that I have been working hard to please and make sure we do things in the proper way. I didn't always give you what you wanted, but I gave you what I thought was best for the community.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.